score underway. So Thomas has it in the at the high post as Sepulpa will work it from right to left, and the first shot goes up from the Lady Chieftains, who are on the home team on the scoreboard wearing the white today, and they get the early point. So first offensive possession here for Mountain Home. It'll be Walker running the point. The left-handed dribble, she takes it to the far side of the floor. Mountain Home working left to right in their dark blue jerseys today, and a foul goes out as it's going to be called on number 33. That is Lindsay Hall, her first and the team first of the half. As mentioned, Sepulpa getting beat by Jonesboro yesterday, 71-45. They're 0-2 on the season. They've only played two regular season games. 40 seconds into the first quarter, Mountain Home trailing 2-0 to Sepulpa. Here is Husky with the basketball. She'll drive it on the right side of the lane, throw up a shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hannah Belleville. Sepulpa with the basketball. High post pass goes to Thomas. She'll fire up a shot and knock it in. So De'Asia Thomas getting her 4th points of the evening. And it's a 4-0 lead here for Sepulpa. 6:47 to play first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 4-0. Riley Walker with the basketball working left to right. Hands off to Pfeiffer. She had 16 yesterday. She'll look to continue that double-figure trend again this evening. Walker has it at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense employed by Sepulpa. Walker caught between a pass and a shot. Dumps it off to Foreman down low. Now kicks out to Pfeiffer for a triple try on the left arc. It's off the mark, no good. Dement pulls down the rebound and carries the ball up the floor. She's the best scorer on this Sepulpa team. 4-0, Sepulpa with the lead. 6:15 to play here, first quarter. Thomas puts it on the deck. Her shot rejected midway down the lane. And Foreman comes away with her first block of the evening. And here comes Mountain Home left to right. Walker running the point. Being guarded in this man-to-man defense by Dement. Just inside of 6 minutes to play here, first quarter. Husky with the basketball. She went over from the field yesterday. She's looking to get going here this evening. Working it around the perimeter. Now Pfeiffer has the basketball. Pfeiffer feeding to Walker. Walker a little runner along the baseline, and her shot no good, but she led to the free throw line after the foul. So the foul goes on Thomas. That is her first and the team's second of the half, and Walker goes to the free throw line. Walker knocks down the first one. I beg your pardon, she missed it. I missed the shot. Here's the next one. In flight, and that one is good. So that's how Mountain Home gets their first point. It's a 4-1 contest. Sepulpa with a 3-point lead. 5:35 to play first quarter. Sepulpa in their white uniforms. Here is Dement. She'll drive down the center of the lane, and she's fouled on her way to the rack. And she will head to the free throw line for a couple. Foul goes on Martin, her first and the team first. Dement taking her time at the foul strike. She knocks down the first foul attempt and will get another one. Talking with head coach Del Leonard before the game today, he said that this is a team that comes from a very good program as Dement gets them both. He said they don't really have any great shooters on the offensive side. Dement probably is their best one as she cans both of those foul shots to make it a 6-1 score. Mountain Home trailing by 5:20 to play here first quarter. So we'll see how Mountain Home defends against it. Here is Foreman in the front court. Her shot rejected, and it's going the other way in a hurry. Sepulpa working right to left. This is Hall, now top of the key, going to Belleville. Finding the hands of Kiera Brooks. Brooks, one-handed shovel pass, goes over to Belleville here, left wing. Being guarded in the man-to-man defense by Husky. 4:50 to play here, first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 6-1. They're on the defensive side right now, working right to left. This is Brooks, dumps it down low, goes to Thomas. A 15-foot baseline jump shot's off the mark, no good. Hall with the offensive rebound. Here's Brooks, a little runner in the lane. Left-handed try is good. And Sepulpa extending their largest lead. It's now 8-1. 4:30 to play here, first quarter. Mountain Home without a field goal so far. Walker running the point. Eluding her defender on the dribble, feeds to Husky for three, no good. Ball tipped around and Brooks plucks it away. A one and done for the Lady Bombers. Dement going the other way, right to left. Now to Thomas at the high post. She puts it on the deck, drives, and she's fouled on the shot. It'll go to the free throw line for a couple. So here early on, Mountain Home trying to work out the kinks offensively. Head coach Del Leonard, he's cross-legged over there on the bench, far side of the floor. Thomas's foul shot is good. She's got 5 points. Now we see Kyra Penn check into the game, along with Madeline Collins, the 5'10 senior. Checking out are Foreman and Martin. Here's the next one. And that one's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Pfeiffer as a loose ball found her hands. 9-1 our score. Mountain Home without a field goal. They're trying to get things going offensively. 4 minute mark here, first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by 8. Pfeiffer has it. Her defender falls down, and Brooks, her triple try is in and out. Rebound pulled down. Coming away with it is Collins, and she gets the bucket and the foul. She'll go to the free throw line for another. Madeline Collins, who has provided some good minutes lately. Good offensive board there, and she gets an extra one. That's the first field goal of the ball game for the Lady Bombers, and she caps off, does Collins, the three-point play. Coming at the 3:52 mark, first field goal for Mountain Home. 9-4 our score. Thomas tries a long jumper on the far side of the floor, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Brooks. Resetting the offense now is Belleville. 9-4 our score. Here's a lob inside, knocked away by Penn. Loose ball picked up by Collins. Here comes Mountain Home. 3.5 to play, first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by 5. Walker with a basketball. She will hand it off to Pfeiffer at the midstripe. Pfeiffer with a right-handed dribble takes it near side. She's being guarded tightly by Dement in this man-to-man. Now Pfeiffer trying to go through the legs of Dement. Dement takes it away. Going the opposite way, trying to pull up for a step-back jumper. Instead, she hands off to Hall, whose 14-footer is off the mark. Rebound coming away to Mountain Home. 3:02 to play, first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 9-4 here in the opening stanza. Walker picks up her dribble, feeds Penn at the high post. Her heels on the stripe, back to the bucket. Now hands out to Husky here, near side wing. Lob goes down low to Penn amongst the trees, and the ball jarred away. And a turnover by Mountain Home gives Sepulpa back the basketball. Now picking it off is Husky. She's going left to right. She doesn't have any numbers in front of her, so she pulls it back out of the perimeter. This is Pfeiffer with it. A spot up three off the heel of the iron and a high rebound attempt, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. 2:29 to play, first quarter. Leah Jackson checking into the contest now. Pfeiffer will get an extra blow. So she is on the bench right now. It is Husky, Penn, Collins, Walker, and Jackson. Here's an 18-foot jump shot. It's off the mark by Dement. Rebound saved by Thomas, and it goes into the hands of Belleville, and she knocks down the jumper. So it's 11-4. First basket for Belleville tonight. 11-4 our score. Mountain Home trailing with 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Walker directing traffic from the point guard position. Hands off to Jackson. Jackson swings it through and takes it back to the key, being tightly guarded by Dement. Her pass knocked away and rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it's a turnover for the Lady Bombers. So uncharacteristic play here for Mountain Home early on as Anna Grace Foreman checks back in. Kyra Penn will have a seat. So Foreman is into the game. Let's see if maybe they start to incorporate her offensively. 11-4 our score. Mountain Home trailing by 7. 1:30 to play, here's first quarter. Dement with the basketball. Now to the high post goes to Thomas. The 6'2 senior looking for a backdoor cut, and she finds her teammate. That is Ray Osborne, the 5'7 sophomore with a bucket. So Osborne had 6 points on Tuesday against Sand Springs, and now she's got her first bucket today. 13-4 our score, Mountain Home trailing by 9. This is their largest deficit of the game. 1:07 to play here, first quarter. Husky with the basketball. to Walker, right wing. Free throw line extended. Puts it on the deck. Now finds a slicing Anna Foreman. Anna Grace Foreman. And her shot knocked away. Here comes Sepulpa the other way, right to left. Inside of a minute to play here, first quarter. Lob down low, finding a wide open Osborne. She's fouled on the shot attempt and will go to the free throw line. So that's the second team foul for, or I beg your pardon, the third team foul for Mountain Home. Goes on Collins. And now Osborne at the free throw line. Her first foul shot is good. So she's got 3 points, and it's now a 10-point deficit here for Mountain Home. This is her largest deficit of the evening. The next foul shot is good. So Osborne cans both foul shots. He's got 4 points, and it's now an 11-point deficit here for Mountain Home. Walker bringing the ball up the floor, gets it across the timeline just in enough time. Sepulpa's dropped into a zone defense. High post pass goes to Foreman. Swung around the perimeter, finds the hands of Pfeiffer. She'll try a three. It's off the mark. Rebound. There's Foreman. And an uncontested layup. She gets the putback. Her first 2 points of the night, 15-6. Mountain Home trailing by nine with 23 seconds remaining here, first quarter. Osborne puts it on the deck. That's De'Asia Thomas, the 6-foot senior. Here is the shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Foreman. And with 8 seconds, now 7 seconds to play first quarter, Pfeiffer quickly moves it up the floor. Behind the back dribble, she's looking to step back a three straight away. Got it! That's the way the first quarter comes to an end. 15-9 our score after the Pfeiffer triple. And we will step aside. We'll tab up some scores and let you know how it all plays out. 15-9 our score at the end of one. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi. I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.